this. So, in the meantime, we were getting some mighty good news out of the city of Detroit yesterday.
Yeah, recently the city received a significant credit rating upgrade from Moody's Investor Services, marking a pivotal moment in its financial journey. After a decade since its historic bankruptcy filing, Detroit has been elevated from a poor credit standing with very high credit risk to investment grade status. This remarkable achievement signifies a remarkable turnaround for the city of Detroit. Joining us on the JR Morning Live line to discuss the factors driving Detroit's resurgence is Jay Rising. He's chief financial officer for the city of Detroit. Jay, good morning.
Morning.
You know, the mayor mentioned that Detroit had surpassed expectations outlined in the plan of adjustment following the bankruptcy, particularly in terms of job growth and revenue and budget fund balances. What all has attributed to Detroit's achieving this remarkable turnaround?
Well, I think it's been 10 years in coming. Coming out of bankruptcy, the bankruptcy court looked at the city and said, this is what we think you have to do to become a feasible, financial, sustainable city. And we beat every single objective. They felt like we had created a pension cliff, that they paused pension contributions for 10 years. And even the court's monitor said, I'm not sure they'll ever be able to achieve this. So what the mayor did and what my predecessors did to start planning for the future. They didn't wait until 10 years later and say, well, how are we going to fix this? They started setting aside money, and we doubled down on that in the last 3 years to make sure that retirees would have confidence when the 10 years came that we could make a contribution to the pension fund. So a lot of it is planning, it's developing jobs in the city, it's reducing blight in the city, it's making the city a beautiful, vibrant place to live and grow and prosper. And all that, you know, it comes around to a broader tax base and more fiscally stable city.
Jay, that's what I was going to ask you. For the regular Detroiter who lives here or someone who visits Detroit, what does it mean for the regular person?
Yeah, well, I think that's an important thing to think about. I mean, you know, financial folks think of this and say, oh, great, you have access to more financial markets. You'll have more people bidding on your bonds and lower cost of borrowing. But for, you know, people who are living in the city every day, what they are getting is a stable city to live in. They are getting the confidence that their garbage will be picked up, that when they call 911, someone will be there in 5 to 7 minutes, not 15 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. They are getting confidence that the blighted house, the abandoned house down the street, has been knocked down. We've taken blighted houses from 45,000 and knocked them down. There's only less 5,000 left to go. So it becomes a place where you feel safe in and you have confidence in your future.
Jay, it's a monumental thing. And as you say, it's kind of arcane for the average person. They don't know how a credit rating affects them unless, of course, they're trying to get a credit card in their credit. You know? Yeah. So maybe they can internalize it that way. Going forward, from your ability to manage the future, does it make our pensions more stable as well?
Yeah, it provides the confidence for retirees that first that we'll be able to make our contributions on time. It also gives us flexibility in the future to figure out, are there revenues we can set aside to help restore some of the benefits they lost?
And how do we compare to other cities now?
Well, we are at the bottom of the investment grade level, one notch above that. There are some cities which remain below us, plenty of cities above us. We know we're starting to climb now in the investment grade categories rather than to investment grade.
What does it mean, Jay, when you have, you know, a city like Detroit, which is in Wayne County with this investment grade, investment grade, and you have the county who has a pretty good one as well? Both of you guys together could do some things.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it, you know, we'll see. Well, the first thing that's going to happen is next month when the NFL draft comes. America's rediscovering Detroit, and we have this great story to tell. And it's not the Detroit they left 10 years ago.
I mean, can you imagine back in the day when the city was bankrupt to now? I mean, just the trajectory and how great that is for this area?
Yeah, it's just so big a event. It's hard to underestimate, overestimate this thing. there was few people that had the confidence we'd become here in 10 years. So it's really a credit to the mayor and to the teams around him. And frankly, to city council and the residents of the city who stuck by the plan.
What about paving the way forward? I mean, we know that Mayor Duggan has been very deliberate, very diligent, as have you, in terms of really managing the fiscal house well. That wasn't always the case. I mean, there was a reason that we went bankrupt. So how do we make sure that a next administration doesn't deviate or fall off the wagon?
You know, what I tried to do in the last 3 years is create muscle memory, to get routine processes in place. And the state law was changed at the time of the bankruptcy to require us to do certain things that the rating agencies really credit us for. We don't go in and write a budget based upon, you know, whatever revenues we think we need to balance our budget. We figure out the revenues first, and then we say, okay, this is how much we have to spend. And that's what our budget's based upon. If we deviate during the year, if revenues come in shorter, which they haven't, but if they do, we make adjustments immediately. So it's the muscle memory of financial practices. As you said before, it's just like your home checking account. People are careful about that. They understand their credit rating affects their mortgage rates and their car loan rates. And they don't, if they're managing their finances responsibly, don't go overspend their income every year.
I like that muscle memory metaphor. I just hope your muscle memory is better than mine when I swing a golf club, Jay. That's
Jay, we just got
some of us have poor memory.
We just have less than a minute. I got to ask you about the pandemic relief funds. Did that contribute to the credit rating upgrade, just how the cities spent that money, the prudent spending of those funds?
You know, that's a very interesting question. When we first got those funds, the rating agencies came to us and said, what are you spending the money on? Because there was lots of flexibility, and many, many communities around the city were just taking it and solving their budget problems. We decided early on we couldn't do that because we were not going to create a cliff for ourselves that when 3 years from now, when the money's gone, we have no way to balance our budget. So we put this money into all the things which are part of our strategic plan to increase our credit rating and to improve the city. We put it in bike reduction. We put it in job training. We put it in capital expenses and IT, things that we knew we didn't have the funds to spend on, but which were one-time expenditures. And they really understood how we were approaching this much differently than other cities. We're just saying, well, I got this budget hole. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to reduce my spending. I'm just going to use this one-time money. That's
all right.
A prescription.
Jay Rising, Chief Financial Officer for the City of Detroit, we thank you. Congratulations. And